T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here we go. The Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today. And served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. From the West Coast, the manager of the New York Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Mike?
All right, Aaron. You know, a couple of losses in a row here. Nothing, obviously, to be too concerned about. But what's the story from the West Coast? How are things?
Going all right. Obviously, yeah, a couple losses out here against a pretty hot Oakland team.
Yep.
You know, they got ran out to a little bit of an early lead in the first two games against us, and I feel like we've done a pretty good job of up and down the lineup, having some at-bats, getting some opportunities. We've had, you know, I think 10-plus hits the last two nights, but just haven't had that big breakthrough inning where we really put it on you. But feel like from an at-bat standpoint, we're in position to do that. And now, we give the ball to Massa tonight with the hopes that he can go out and really set a good tone for us.
And he's pitched well since that debacle in Boston, no question. The other guys have been a little shaky lately. If you look over their ERAs, Herman, Paxton, Happ, any concerns with you about the way your starters have been pitching lately?
I feel like Massa's in a really good place and building some good momentum. I do feel like Paxton's throwing the ball well and over the last month been trending in the right direction, and I feel like going to be a guy we're going to lean on heavily. You know, Herman wasn't great the other night, but I don't think he was far off from what he's been and coming off a really strong outing the time before. So feel like he's throwing the ball well. Obviously with Jay, you know, it's been a struggle just from keeping the ball in the yard standpoint this year. It's really gotten him in trouble. And I thought, you know, you really dive into last night's outing, I think there's a lot of things he did really well and was throwing the ball really well. But his mistakes, you know, have left the yard this year, and it's really hurt him. You know, he's a strike away from having back-to-back 1-2-3 innings to start the game, and Piscotty stays back on a changeup and kind of punches it up the middle, and then he gets a 3-2 count with Chris Davis and makes a mistake with a fastball, homer, and all of a sudden it's 2-0. So that's kind of been a little bit the story of his season. We got to find a way to be able to limit the damage when he does make a mistake.
You know, your team has been so amazingly consistent. You've lost 3 in a row. You haven't lost 4 in a row since April 12th. I mean, it's been remarkable what you guys have done in amassing this record. So it's been incredibly consistent. As you get ready to go to L.A., no matter what happens tonight, how excited is the team? I mean, is the L.A. series a big thing for the players, or is it just another series for the players?
I think it will be. You know, I think it's going to come with obviously a lot of buzz, and I think our guys do, you know, rise a little bit to that, feed off of that. So the different things that have, you know, come your way over the course of the year, you know, whether it was the London series, whether it's you know, at different times of the year, a big series against Boston or a big interleague series. And there's no question going to L.A., going to Dodger Stadium, two very good teams. It's players weekend, which guys really get into with
the uniforms,
a lot
right?
of the uniform yeah. stuff. Right. I'm sure it's going to be a pretty good buzz this weekend in L.A. I think we're all looking forward to that. And hopefully we can go out and really play our game to our best ability.
Do you think this Yankees versus the umpires thing, I think it's a little much to do about nothing. I'm sure you want to downplay it too. I mean, do you think there's any real Yankees versus the umpire thing going on right now?
I don't think so, and I hope not, and we certainly don't want that. And You know, I don't think so. I think everyone at the end of the day, whether there's angst within a certain game or heading into a series, whether it's players, whether it's umpires, whatever, you want to put your best foot forward and you want to go out and have the best game you're capable of. And I think that rules the day, hopefully, with everyone that's involved in a major league game, and I trust it is.
Have you sensed that otherwise at all, but without any names? Have you sensed otherwise from any umpires or no?
I've sensed nothing from their mechanics in the game or how they go about umpiring a game. I have sensed, you know, maybe a heightened, you know, eye in our dugout looking for certain things. So hopefully that's something that kind of calms down and over time goes away.
So you do think they're looking at you guys a little bit because of some of the stuff that's gone back and forth, say with Guardy and stuff like that?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I don't think that happens, you know, with Guardy the other day if they're not looking for that kind of stuff. You know, obviously they weren't caught off guard by that, so I think that is something that clearly they were probably looking for, and you know, hopefully that's something that doesn't continue.
All right, where are we? Injury? Anything new with Severino? Betances? Yeah. Anything to update us with?
So Sevy threw a sim game today, 2 innings down in Tampa. Everything went well there. 25 pitches. So he'll be on a normal 5-day routine now. So he'll have a bullpen in a couple days, and then on the 5th day, he'll have another sim game where it'll probably be 2 or 3 innings and, you know, 35-ish pitches. And then hopefully if that goes well, then we'd be in a position to potentially go out on a rehab assignment and hopefully built up, you know, call it 45, 50 pitches the next time out. And then at that point we could see where we are. But first things first is it went well today. Hopefully tomorrow he comes in, bounces back in the proper way, but feel really good about the way he's moving.
How about Betances?
He threw a extended side yesterday where he got up and down essentially like a 2-inning side where he had, I think, 35 pitches. Everything went well with that. So he, I believe, coming up soon, he'll start facing hitters as well. So both guys moving in the right direction. We continue to be really optimistic that we're going to get them back in plenty of time.
So you think you think we will see both Severino and Betances in major league games before that long?
I do. I mean, it may still be a couple weeks, we'll
right?
See, but
by the middle of the month.
Yes.
How about Hicks?
Hicks is still not throwing. He's probably another. I feel like it's about another week before he's able to start throwing again. He's doing really well. He's kind of pushing us to really let him throw and stuff, but because of the close proximity of the injury to the UCL, they've really wanted to make sure this thing is calmed down completely, and once that is, he'll start throwing, and he should move pretty quickly once he starts doing that.
And Voit
is, he is in Scranton right now. He's got one more day of work with them where he'll, you know, take full BP, all his ground balls, normal pregame routine, and then tomorrow he will start a rehab assignment with them with the idea that if everything goes well, he'll play there for basically till we come off the trip from Seattle, and then hopefully he'll be activated that Friday when we get home and start that homestand.
And how about Encarnacion?
Encarnacion is doing well. He threw yesterday. Dry swings. I think he starts hitting off the tee today or tomorrow and then should start to progress hopefully pretty aggressively from there. But I think, you know, considering the injury and, you know, the unexpected, how those first day, few days played out, I think it's hopefully going to be a little bit on the shorter side, and he's doing well. And I would, at the way it's looking, I would very much expect him back hopefully sometime in the next couple of weeks as well.
And last but not least, Stanton.
So Giancarlo's out here on the trip with us. He's been hitting full bore in the cage. He started running on the field, starting to introduce some defensive work on the field where he's moving side to side. So he's doing well. He hasn't taken a BP on the field yet or really started moving aggressively on the defensive side of things, but moving in the right direction. But I don't have necessarily a timeline with him yet.
Do you think coming from your perspective as a player, do you think that is a very tough task to miss this kind of the season and then be thrust into a late season and maybe a postseason? Is that realistic where he can be sharp enough to do that? I mean, or is that of a concern that that's asking too much?
Well, it depends when it is that he can get back. You know, if he's back with, you know, and able to get, you know, significant at-bats, you know, in a simulated situation and then in a game situation, you know, heading into what we hope is the postseason, then I think there'll be plenty of time. It just depends how long that is. But if he has, you know, a few weeks under his belt, then, yeah, I think it can work out really well. You know, we saw with Aaron Judge last year where he came back. The minor league season was over, so we had to kind of force feed some at-bats where we brought guys in a simulated manner, and then he had, you know, a week or two of games and went into the postseason and actually was very sharp right into the postseason, you know, obviously leading off the wild card game with a home run, so, and then was very good in the division series. So it can be done, but again, the first things first is making sure he's able to get back and be a part of it.
I mean it's hard to believe. I mean, Stanton's had 31 at bats this year. I mean, that is he hasn't played at all.
Yeah, it's been tough because I really feel like he broke spring training in a really good place and was having some really good at bats those first few games of the year. I think he was in really good position to go out and have a really, really strong season for us. And then obviously the injury, and then he came back and right away the first couple of games I felt like was having really quality at bats, and then gets the PCL injury. Which, you know, on a fluky kind of play where he's going into third base and to stall the season again. So I know it's been really frustrating for him, but there's still a chance that he could be back in a significant way and obviously, you know, really still leave his mark on this season for us.
We're talking with Aaron Boone. You know, with you guys, you know, across the country, now you're playing a team that's fighting for something. They're in a wild card hunt right now. It would be very logical that you guys, with the season you've had and as well as you've played and with the big lead you have, that the team could kind of get, you know, in the dog days, get a little lost where it just kind of loses its edge a little bit. Does that worry you at all this time of year that the team, you know, right with the big lead and with everything else going on, does that concern you at all? And maybe the Dodger series comes at a good time for that kind of thing?
Well, that always concerns me. I think that's always one of the challenges of a 162-game season is maintaining that edge, that daily edge and grind that you've got to have. And that's why I do think series like the Dodger series and the dog days can be a good thing. But I also feel like with our group, it's something that they do so well and really have in spades. It's a hungry group. They challenge each other. I feel like they've done a great job all year on especially in some days where I feel like it would be easy to lay down or roll over, and they never do. They take a lot of pride in really grinding out a game, grinding out a season. And so I'm always concerned about it just because I know, you know, that can be a thing, but with this group I'm also very confident that will maintain that edge and that level of focus that we need.
Plus, you've had so many guys injured that you got a lot of guys who are very thankful for just having playing time. They're not just going through the motions. I mean, they're thrilled to be playing, too. You got a lot of guys in the lineup that didn't expect to be in the lineup.
No question. We have a lot of guys that are truly, you know, establishing themselves as, you know, whether it's star players in this league, whether it's the chance to be an everyday player, you know, so there's a lot on the line, not only for these guys, obviously as a club, but individually, and to see people achieve different varying degrees of success individually is very satisfying. But it's also really cool to be a part of a group that shows up to the yard with one thing in mind, and that's to win a ball game, and they do a great job of that.
You know, there's this prevailing thought in baseball, and you hear it if you watch any of the national show, all this different stuff. Do the Yankees have enough starting pitching? Do the Yankees have enough starting pitching? They didn't go get the big pitcher, blah, blah, blah. Your guys hear that. I mean, your guys, they hear it all the time. So, you know, when you think about that with the starting pitching, what's your answer?
Oh, yeah. We have enough to be the best team in the world. You know, it's obviously a difficult road to get there. But, you know, especially if we get, you know, what we think is a couple of obviously significant pieces back to not only our rotation but our bullpen by the end of the year, hopefully contributing in the postseason. You know, we have a staff of pitchers. Now, again, we may have to do it in a different kind of way, in a unique way, or you know, it could end up being a more traditional way of doing it. But I think we will go into a postseason series, hopefully, with a pitching staff capable of, on a nightly basis, getting really high leverage 27 outs in a game. And obviously, that's the goal.
And if Scheller hasn't cooled off, that's for sure, huh? He just does. He just keeps churning out those hits.
The at-bats, again, going back to spring training, Gio's been just so consistent, even through some you know, there was one stretch in there in June or July where, you know, he wasn't getting a ton of hits. You wouldn't have known it by the contact day in and day out. He does a good job of putting the ball in play, but he does a really good job of you know, finding the barrel, and he hits the ball hard a lot, and he's done it consistently.
Now hitting 340. I mean, now he's up to 340. I mean, he just keeps climbing. I mean, that's it. I mean, he's just been hitting 460 in his last 15 games. That's unbelievable. And the major leagues hitting that's an incredible number in the major leagues.
Yeah, it's really been remarkable, and you know, to think about
what kind of guy is Urshela.
Oh, he's great. He's
I mean, is he a low key guy? Is he a quiet guy?
Yeah, he's you know, he's got an easy way about him. There's kind of a joy he walks around with. There's a laid back way to him, but he's tough. He likes to play. You know, but he's just a very easy person to be around, and a very easy person to root for, just the way he goes about his business.
All right, Aaron, enjoy your weekend with the Dodgers. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.